Okay, so we're going to start. We're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're on Yud Gimel Beis by the words Tanya. So we're in the middle of talking about this pasuk that talked about the Nahar Dinur. So the Nahar Dinur, we said, was something either that it was something that was the sweat of the Chayos that came and they landed on the heads of the people in Gehenim. And now, then Rach quoted a pasuk to prove that the Nahar Dinur is this stuff that spills on people, because it says Asher Kutmu Lo Ilo Eis Nahar Yitzchak Yisodam. Now Tanya Amar Reb Shimon HaChassid that Elu Tisha Meos V'Shivim V'Arba Doroshe Kutmu Lihi Varos Kodem Shen Livra Olam V'Lo Nivro. This is talking about the 974 generations that were supposed to have been created prior to the world being created, but they were not created. Right? Rashi says Nigzar Leim Livaros. They were supposed to be there before Matan Torah. The Kayim Mashin Emar, to keep what the pasuk says, Tavar Tzivala El Avdor. Should have been something for 1,000 generations. So Ruya Haisa Torah Li Nasin Tzop El Avdor. There should have been 1,000 generations before the Torah was given. Ukeshara She'ein Olam Is Kayim Below Torah. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the old world couldn't withstand without having the Torah, Amar V'Tirdan, he didn't create them. So he only took 26 generations of Torah to be given, right? And the other reason was Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's this 967 generations, right? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. So now, what does the pasuk mean? Asher Kumtu Lo Eis. He's another explanation. Those are the people. Those are the evil people. I guess that's what he's talking about. The people who have the Nahar Yitzchak pour on them. I don't know why they're evil. I don't know anything reason this plot, but okay. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Asher Kumtu, right in the pasuk Lo Eis. It's not talking about Rishayim. It's rather talking about the bracha with the ksiv. If that pasuk is the tzad bracha, the ksiv, the pasuk says, because the pasuk means Eidul Talmidei Chachamim. These are the Talmidei Chachamim shemikamtin atzman al divrei Torah ol mazeh, that they pain themselves with learning, I guess, from sleeping or from just pain themselves by learning Torah in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalahem Sod La'olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed to them the secrets in the next world. Shenemar Nahar Yitzchak Yisodam. He's going to give the secrets, Yisodam, I guess, to the Nahar that's flowing. He's going to reveal the secrets to them. Okay. Next, Amar Le Shmuel Lechir Barav. So Shmuel says to Chir Barav, Bar Arya, son of a lion. I guess your father was such a Talmud Chacham. Ta Emelach Milsa. I'm going to tell you some words. Mehani Mili Mal Yusa to have the Amar Avuch. From one of the greatest things that your father used to say. And what was that? What is that? Kol Yoma V'Yoma, every day. Nivra'in Malachi Asharis Minahar Dinur. That the angels are created out of this Nahar Dinur. V'Arm Yishira. And they say Shira to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ubatli. And then they're gone. Shene Amar, the pasuk says in Eicha. Chadashim la bikarim rabba munusecha. Every word, every morning, bikarim at boker, chadashim are new, and then rabba munusecha. So there's greater emunah, greater tehillah, greater praise. So every morning, the new ones give you praise. That's the greatest thing that Chir Barav said. The pliga de Rabbi, and it argues on the shita of Rebbe, the Shmuel bar Nachmeini. The Pligi de Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. It argues in the Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. The Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Bionason, because Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says, Kol Diba V'Diba Shiyotzim Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nivri Men HaMalach Echad. That every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, that's when a Malach is created, not every morning while the Nahar Dinur. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, B'Dvar Hashem Shemayim Na'asu U'Baruch Piv Kol Tzivam. Right, and with the word of Hashem, of the heavens, they are created, and with the spirit of his mouth, or created all of his tzeva, his army. So that's his words created the Malachim as opposed to them coming out of the Nahar Dinur. Next, Kasav Echad Omer. One pasuk says that Daniel saw in his dream that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was dressed Levushe Kitlag Chivar. He's dressed like white as snow. Usaar Reishe Ka'amar Nike. And the hair on his head, I don't know what that means, how he sees Kadosh Baruch Hu's body. But Sa'ar Rosho, his hair, right, Sa'ar Reshe Ka'amar Nike, the hair on his head is also white like clean wool. But then it says in Shir HaShirim, Uksiv, where it's describing Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kivutso Sav, Tal Talim Shecharoska Oyev, that his hair is like black, like a raven. And so is it white or black? Is he old or young? I don't know. So the Gemara says there's no stira. Lo kasha. Kan be yeshiva, kan be mochama. When Hashem is sitting, that when to judge be yeshiva, that's when the Neo saw him, and he's judging, he looks like an old man in white, ready, you know, ready to give judgment. But Khan, the pasuk says that he looks like he has black hair, that's talking be mochama. That's talking when he's getting ready to do battle, then he looks like a young man with black hair. The Amr Mar, as one of the Chachamim said, Ein lechana be yeshiva el zakein, you rather have an old person sitting on the court. You want to have a young guy when you go out to battle. Next, Sira in the Pesukim. Kasuv Echad Omer. One pasuk says in Daniel that this is his dream when he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says, "Karse Shivivin Dinur." His chair or his throne is surrounded by sparks of fire. So Ma'ashma that Hashem sits on one chair, right? But Kasuv Echad Omer, and another pasuk it says that Daniel saw. Adi karsavan remiv atik yoman yisiv. So it says he has chairs. Karsavan, a karsa is a chair, and karsavan is plural. So he says he has multiple thrones. That Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on these multiple thrones. So does he have two thrones or one or one throne?
We know from the Rambam that he has at least two. That is those of.
So Gemara says, Lo Kasha, we'll go back and talk about that. Lo Kasha, the Gemara says, Echad Lo, Echad Lo, Echad David. One chair is for him, and one chair is for David HaMelech. Okay, the Sanya, like we learned in Abraisa, that the two chairs that Daniel saw, Echad Lo, Echad David, Dibir Bekiva. Bekiva says there's one chair for him, and one chair for David. So Amar Rav Yosef Aglila, Rav Yosef Aglila is not happy with Bekiva. He says, Akiva, and Masa Eta Usa Shechin Lachol. Why, you know, you have a person sitting on the Kisei Kavo next to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Ella, Echel Adin, the Echel Tzedaka. One is for Midas Adin, and one is for when he judges Lekavshkos. That's for Midas Tzedaka. The Gemara asks.
People just bothered by the fact that David HaMelech is sitting next to
Rav Moshe. Yeah. What's going on? So Kiblo Minei, did Rabbi Kiva accept Rabbi Yossi Aglili's pshat, or did he reject it? Oloko Kiblo Minei. So Tashma, we have a brisa that says, the two chairs, the two thrones that Daniel saw, Echel Adin, the Echel Tzedaka, did Rabbi Kiva clearly accept it. So then, but even though he accepted it, he gets yelled at by another Tana. Amr Allah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says to him, Akiva, Malacha Eitel Agada. What are you dealing with talking to you with a God? You don't deal with a God. Kalach Medi Brosecha, just be quiet from this stuff until you get Eitel Negoim V'Olos. Go learn Negoim V'Olos, go learn Parkour Halacha, that's where your expertise is. Ela Echel Akisei V'Echel Desar Ferach. One is a chair and one's like an ottoman, one's a footstool. right? Kisei li yoshev alav v'sarfraf l'hadom raglav. That to put his feet on, sh'ne'amar, ha'shemayim kisei v'aretz hadom raglai. The heavens are my chair, and the land is my footstool. I don't understand the right of the pasuk because we're talking about two chairs in Shemayim, and here he's saying that once we're a footstool, but the footstool is on the aretz. That's my only kasher. Okay, so... Before... And Dr. Gimel, we brought Rabbi Ami, who said that you're not allowed to give the Sisrei Torah, you're not allowed to give all the secrets, unless you give it to somebody who had a certain characteristics. And one of those was Sar Chamishim, Nosu Panim, V'yoitz Chacham, Charashim, V'Navon Lachash. Those were the five characteristics. So the Gemara is going to bring what these five characteristics are, and Agav, they're going to bring some Sukkim. So Ki Asa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, right, he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he says, Shmona Esrei Klulos Kilo Yishaya Es Yisrael. Yishaya cursed Bnei Yisrael with 18 curses. Velo Niskaro Daito Acha Amar Lehem Mikra Zer. He didn't calm down until he said the following pasuk, which is Yirhavu Hanahar Bazakein Vanikle Binichvad. Yirhavu means I think they'll rule or they'll govern or they'll be in charge of. So the young will be in charge of the old and the foolish will be in charge of the respective. I think that's how you touch the pasuk. So what are the 18 klulos? Shmona Esrei Klolos Mai Ninu. What are these 18 Klolos? Dichsiv. The pasuk says, but this is, again, this is in Yeshaya, or Perek. I think it's Perek Gimel. Right, so it's Perek Gimel, Psukim Aleph through Hey. Right, he says, Kine Ha'adon Hashem Tzvakos Meisim Yishlam Yehuda. So Hashem, the Lord of Hosts, is going to remove from Yishlam Yehuda the following 18 things. He's removed Mashein, Umashina, Komishan Lechem, Komishan Mayim, Gibor, Ishmil Chamash, Ufeit Hunavi, Vikosem Vizakain, Sar Chamishim, Unesufanim, Vyoetz Vachacham, Charashim, Unuvon, and Lachash. We go to 18. Vinasati Na'arim Sarehem, Visalim Yim Shluvam, and I put the young people as the ministers, and the fools are gonna govern them. And then the pasuk continues: "V'nigasha am ish v'ish v'ish bereu yharvu hanar v'zakein v'nikla v'nichvat." So, what are these 18 things? So, mashein means support. So, mashein is to remove elu bali mikra. These are the people who know Torah Shebichtav. So that's what the entire Torah Shebichtav. So, Shebichtav is a support for the Torah Shebapeh, except for those things we learned in the Mishnah the other day that have no support in Torah Shebichtav. Mashena, which is just the feminine way of saying support, Mashena, Elu Bali Mishnah. I guess that supports the Gemara as well. Yigom Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'Chaveira, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'Chaveira, these people knew all the Mishnayos by heart. Pligubab Rapapa Rabbanon, so Machlokes and Rapapa Rabbanon, right? How Bukim were they? Chad Amar Sheish Mil Sidre Mishnah, there were 600 orders of Mishnah. V'Chad Amar Shavam Mil Sidre Mishnah, there were 700 orders of Mishnah. I guess we only have 6, but they had many more. I mean, it says, I think, what it was, that each yeshiva had their notes, and had all, and that's what called Mishnayos, and came Rebbe, and he combined it all into 6. But I see the 600 of the 6, if there were 700, then maybe there should have been 7, maybe we're missing one, I don't know. Kol Mishan Lechem, everyone who lives on Lechem, bread is the staple, bread is the main thing, so what's Mishan Lechem? Elu Bali Talmud, those are people who know Talmud, they know the Mishnayos, they know the explanations. They can, you can be somech on their horah because they know the ins and outs of the Talmud. Shneamar, excuse me, it says in Mishlei, l'chu lachamu b'lachami u'shesu b'yayim masachti. Oh, eat from my bread and drink from my wine. So my bread being the Torah Sheb Baal Peh, it's the Talmud. So that's number 3. Number 4. Nichol Mishan Mayim, those who support water, Elu Bali Agada, these are the Darshanim, Shemoshan Libo Shal Adam, they pull the heart of the people, Ke Mayim Be Agada, like the water, I guess, was drawn and they keep flowing, so too they do to people when it comes to, they speak Agada. They turn our people's hearts on. They're good to Russia. Gibor Zeb Baal Shmuel, so Gibor is somebody who knows the halachas. V'ish Milchama, Zeshi Odeya Lisa V'litem B'molchato Shal Torah. That's a person who knows how to fight the battles of Torah. Shofet Zedayan Shadan Din Emes Lamito. Shofet means a Dayan who judges appropriately. Navi Kimashmo, Navi is a prophet. Kosem, the Kosem Zemelech, that's the king. Shinemar Kesem Al Sifse Melech. That's the Gezeros of the come out of the mouth of the king. So Kesem is the Kesem of the Kuf is the and Samoth, that is the king. Zakain, Zesheroy Yeshiva. That's somebody, they say that means somebody who you can take advice from. Sar Chamishim, the ministers of 50. But that, Sar Chamishim, Altikrei Sar Chamishim, those who know the Chumash, Zesh Yodeya Lisei V'Liten V'Chamisha Chumshei Torah. They know how to learn and teach Chamisha Chumshei Torah. I'm not sure why that's different than the Mashein who knows Bali Mikra. Maybe these know, Davar Acher, Sar Chamishim, Kidirabi, Rabbi Yavo, Davar Rabbi Yavo, Mikan she'aim amidim miturgamon al tzibur pachas b'chamishim shanim. You can't have a miturgamon, someone who, the megaphone, someone who goes up and translates and explains and says over the drasha, unless he's 50. But pachas b'chamishim means that does the speaker have to be 50 in order to get a miturgamon, or does the miturgamon himself have to be 50? V'nasoi fanim, nasoi fanim zesh shenosin panim l'dor ba'avaro. Those are the people who they find, the generation finds favor because of this individual. Two types. There's one who finds favor with Hashem, and one who finds favor with the local authorities. Lamala came over with Hanina Mendoza. Lamala, that's somebody like Hanina Mendoza, that the entire world was Nizon Biz Huso. That's the Gemara in Tainis Nachav Dalid, right? That says, Chol Yom V'Yom Basko Yotzes V'Meres Kolom Kulo Nizon Mishpil Hanina Bini, and he was only able to live on a small amount of food anyway. And Lamata, those who the authorities show favor to Bnei Yisrael's Karo Rabbi Yabohu, because he was Choshev Bei HaKesar. He was able to live in the house of the king. That's the Gemara on in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudalid, that Rabbi Yabohu, when he would come for the Beis Medrash to the Kesar, they would come out to him and they would say Nasi Ba'ah, Mahiga Umah, V'ner HaMeir, Baruch HaBala Shalom. That's Rashi quotes that Gemara. That's he was the individual who was very that the king's house was fond of. Yoetz, who's the Yoetz? That's Yodei Laver Shanim Lekvo Chadash. That's the person who knows how to do Ibar Shana and to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. The Chacham, Zet Talmid HaMachkim Es Rabosav. Chacham is a Talmid who's able to sharpen his Rebbe because he asks good questions. Charashim, what's a Charashim? B'Sha'a Shepol Seach V'Divrei Torah Kol Nasim Chakarashim. These are the guys who give a good cheer that every time they open their mouths, everyone is quiet like a Cheresh. Navon, what's a Navon? Zeh HaMevin Dover Mitov Dover. That's someone who has... Who's sharp and can understand one thing from another. Lachash, ze sheroi limsul lo divrei Torah shenitna belachash. Lachash means somebody who you can give over to him the secrets of the Torah, which we said before was the Abbezin, or somebody shalivo doeg, you can give over the Maisa Bereshis, the Maisa Merkava to him. So these are the 15 things that were, 15 people, like the types of people that were removed from Yerushalayim. And then the pasuk continues, v'nasati ne'arim sareyem v'salim yimshubam. The Gemara says, "My v'nasati na'arim sareyim." What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Lazar, "Elu bnei adam shemin no'arim in mitzvos." These are the people that are empty from mitzvos. They are going to be the ministers, and those are going to be the ones in charge of Israel. V'salulim yimshluvam. What salulim? Amar Rav Kirsa says, "Rav Acha bar Yaakov, ta'ale bnei ta'ale." This is the lowest of the low. These are the lowest of the low, and these are the 18 curses that Yeshayahu cursed bnei Israel. The lowest of the low are going to be in charge. He says nothing. Below Niskara Daito and Yeshaya wasn't calmed down. Ad she amar lahem, until he said to them, Yirhavu hanar bizakein. So what does the nahar? What does the nahar mean? Elu bnei adam she min noarim min amitzvos. I guess they're very young, so they have no mitzvos. And yirhavu v'mishemula v'mitzvos kirimon. So I don't know what the remez in the pasuk here means, with the remon kibbutz, but the people without mitzvos are going to be in charge of those who are filled with mitzvos, like the pomegranate. Like the pomegranate has all the seeds, right?
So why was he comforted when he...
I'm not sure why he gets comforted. Why is he calmed down now? He's cursing them like crazy. And this is the curse. He kept giving them curses and curses and curses until he gave them this curse. This was the curse to end all curses. And now he was calm. Okay? And the pasuk continues, v'nikla v'nichvad. So Yavo Misha Chamuros Dome Alav Kikalos V'yirhavu B'Misha Kalos Dome Alav Kachamuros. It's going to be that those who view the Chamur mitzvos like the easy mitzvos, I mean, they don't have respect for the mitzvos, they're going to be in charge B'Misha Kalos Dome Alav Kachamuros. They're going to be in charge of the person who's a Yirichet, who views even the easiest mitzvah is like a Chamur mitzvah. So the Balavarim is going to be in charge of the Bal mitzvah. I don't know, what is the Gemara supposed to say about it? I don't know. That's Ekev. That's Ekev to Shmuel. That's the Rashi and Ekev. What does that mean? Right, so they're the ones who are going to be in charge. It's a curse. Okay. Amar Rav Kitina says, Afilu v'shas kil sholna shal Yushalayim. Even during the time that Yushalayim was the downfall of Yushalayim, there still were truthful people in Yerushalayim. These truthful people are going to be the ones who are going to be truthful about the fact that they don't know any Torah. As the pasuk says on Korban Yerushalayim, where is this pasuk? In Daniel still? Oh, you know, in Yeshayahu again. Same place, I guess it's a continuation of that pasuk before. That pasuk, we said, was Paragimel Aleph through Hey, and now we're in pasuk took in Vav through Zion. So the pasuk says there, He yitpos ish be'achiv beis aviv. So one person is going to find their family member, and going to say to him, simla l'cha katzin tielanu. With a skirt, you should be the king over us. Zvarim shebnei adam mitzkasim kmo simla yeshem tachas yadecha. That something that people cover themselves with, which Rashi says is divrei Torah. They cover, you always cover with divrei Torah. You have that. You are bucky with that. So therefore, you should be in charge of us, and you should teach us. The pasuk continues, "V'hamach sheila hazos tachas yadecha." The pasuk says, "What does that mean? My v'hamach sheila hazos zvarim she'ein bnei adam omdim aleihem eli im kein nichshal behem yeshlam tachas b'yadcha." He's going to say, "You are basically means you're a bucky in Torah." I think it means you're going to be a fucking Torah, so you should be in charge of us. But then the pasuk says, "Yisav ayomahu lemor lo ayechad leish." The guys respond, "No, I'm not going to be in charge. Ubevesi ein lechem ve ein simla lo sasimuni katzina am. I don't have bread. I don't have the simla. I don't have divrei Torah. You cannot put me as the charge of the nation. Yisa means ein yisa ein aloshem shvul. He swears, right? He says yisa bayom hule mor, but swear. He says swear truthfully. Shneimar lo tisa shem hashem al kafal hashav. That's what yisa means. The pasuk is swearing. Lo yechovesh, meaning lo hayisi michoshe beis hamidrash. I was not one of the people. I was not ragel in the beis medrash. Ubevesi ein lechem im simla, which means she ain't biyadi lo mikra lo mishnah gemara. I don't know a mishnah. I don't know a mikra. I don't know a gemara. I don't know anything. I cannot be in charge. They say that people are speaking truthfully. So the gemara says, wait a second. Maybe they only spoke truthfully here. Dilma shani hasam di amral hu gemirna amrile emelon. Because if he says, yeah, I do know Torah, he'll say, okay, teach us. I mean, this is something that's not too easy to hide. Either you know or you don't know. And if you don't know, you say you do know, then you need to get challenged and you're going to look like a fool. So they say, that's why they tell the truth here. But really, maybe they were truthful, except for this instance. So the Gemara says, no, you could have said, Havli the Mamer, Governor Bashacha. You could have said, you're right, I should be in charge. I learned and I forgot. Umay lo yechovesh. What does lo yechovesh mean? Lo yechovesh klal. He goes, no, I was never in the base measures. Not that I learned and forgot. He was truthful. He says, I never learned. We never learned, therefore he's telling the truth. The Gemara says, Aini, is it true that in Yerushalayim, even after the destruction, the truthful people didn't disappear? No, my Rava says, Lo charbi Yerushalayim acha pasku mimena bali amana. He says the opposite. Yerushalayim was only destroyed because all the truthful people were gone. So what do you mean that there were truthful people left after the destruction? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is by Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu says in Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph, Shotetu b'chutzos Yerushalayim ru'una u'du'u v'vakshu b'rechovosea im timsu ish v'im yish osa mishpat v'vakei shemuna v'eslachla. Basically, go look in the streets of Yerushalayim and see if you find anybody, if you find somebody who's an ish, who's a Baal Midos, you find somebody who's osa mishpat, or you find somebody who's truthful, v'vakei shemuna, then I'll forgive and I won't destroy. If you can find that type of person, then I won't destroy Yerushalayim. I mean, there aren't any of those people left. How do you tell me they are left? The only reason why they're destroyed is because they're not there.
Only one person
left there? Maybe. Avraham needed a minimum of 10. So, Lo Kasha, I guess maybe it was a sucker's bet, because he knew there was nobody there. He says, Lo Kasha, there's no question about the Stira. Ha, there, Rabbi Katina says that they were truthful people. That's B'divrei Torah. They were truthful about things that you can find out. So that they were truthful about. But ha, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu was talking about, it's B'masav Matan. B'divrei Torah, Havu, they were truthful, but B'masav Matan, in business, they were not. Things that you could hide, I guess things that people wasn't so easy to be revealed, they were not truthful. So Hashem knew that there was no truthful people when it came to business. So you can have people who are very truthful about their learning, and not so truthful about their business practices. And, find that also. That's something that, unfortunately, is familiar with. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring a long story, about learning Maisa Merkava, and then we'll get towards the end. Maybe if we get to today, if not tomorrow, we'll get to the end about the Arba Shenichnasu Lepardes.
Okay.
10 minutes would make a huge difference to me. Keep you on it. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, which is actually the first Tosefta in the second parak of Chagiga. Maise b'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'erochei al chamor, v'hayim alech v'derech. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is traveling on the donkey, going on his way. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, mechamer acharach. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is, I guess, leading the donkey. So Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rebbe, my master, shaneli perak echad b'maise merkava. Teach me a little bit about Maise Merkava. Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to him, I can't. Lo kach shanisi lechem, have I not already taught you? It says in our Mishnah, v'lo b'merkava b'yochid el im kein hayachacham or maybe midaito. I can only teach Maise Merkava to one individual, only if he is a chacham and midaito. You obviously are not chacham or maybe midaito. So Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says, fine. You won't teach me. I'll tell you something about Maise Merkava. It's just interesting. Where did he learn it from? If his Rebbe didn't teach it to him, but so he says, Rebbe Tarsheni lo malafanecha davar echad sheli madatani. So Amar lo emor. He said, okay, let me listen. I won't teach you, but you can teach me because I am a yachid who is who's chacham and maven b'daito. So miyad yarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai me'alchamor v'nisatif v'yoshev al evan tachas hazayit. So immediately Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gets off the donkey, wraps himself up in the talus, and sits on the stone under the olive tree. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says to him, Ipnei ma yirad to me'alchamor. Why do you get off the donkey? Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, of course I'm going to get off. Efshar atadorish b'maisim erkava. You're going to make a drush to the maisim erkava. U'shchini imanu. And the shchini is going to be with us. Umachle Yasharis Malavin Osono, and the Malachim are going to be escorting us. Vani Erkaval Chamor, and I'm going to sit on the donkey. God bless you. Still, I guess it's not covered for him to be on the donkey while they're learning Maisim Merkava. So Miyad immediately Pasach Melazar Ben Arach and Maisim Merkava Darash. So Melazar Ben Arach gets up and starts teaching Maisim Merkava. We don't tell us what he says. Gemara keeps that quiet. The Yarda Ish Min Hashemayim, when a fire comes out from the heavens, the Sivva Kol Ha'ilos Shebesodeh, and it encircles all of the trees in the field. Pasu Kulam Amru Shira, all the trees open up and they sing Shira. Umashir Amru, and what's the shir that they said? The shir that they said is these psukim from Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Mem Ches. Hallelujah, es Hashem in the Aretz, Taninim v'chol Ta'amos, Eitz Pri v'chol Ha'razim, Hallelujah. So they said, praise Hashem, all the Taninim, all the Tahomos, all the trees, all the cedars. Ne'na Malach min Ha'esh, a Malach that was created by the fire. I don't know how he's created by the fire. The pasuk we just learned before that he's named Malachi, either come out from the river or they're created from the words of Hashem.
He said he spoke up from amidst the fire.
Now here he says that he was created from the fire. So we got another. We have another machlokas article in Sifter.
An angel spoke up from amidst the fire. All
right. Do you ask us anything or no? No Rashi's here. Who's he? He says here.
It was the angel that was created from his.
Right. So he got. So he says he created. Right. He quotes here from the Ben Yoyada. Says he was created from the fire. The Amar, and he says about the words that Reuel Ben Arach was saying. Hain Ma'isi Merkava. This is the truth. This is Ma'isi Merkava. So Amar Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai is up. Vinashko and kisses Reuel Ben Arach al Rosho. The Amar, and he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Blessed be Hashem, Shanasam ben La'Avram Avinu, that he gave a son to Avram Avinu like this, Shiyodei La'Avinu B'lachor V'lidrosh V'maisim Rekava, who knows how to understand and to delve into and to darshan V'maisim Rekava. Yesh no dorish V'ein no mekayim. There are those who can darshan, but they're not mekayim the words of Hashem. There's no mekayim. There are those who are mekayim the words. V'ein no dorish, but they can't darshan. Ato you, Rav Ben Arach, no dorish. You give a good drasha, no mekayim. You also keep the words. I don't understand what the shaykhus of Maisim Merkava is to being able to be Mekayim. Kind words of Torah. So Ashrecha Avram Vinu Shalaz Benarach Yotze Mechalatzecha. Praise be to you, Avram Vinu, that Shalaz Benarach comes from you. Why Avram Vinu? Why holding Avram Vinu? So I thought maybe Avram Vinu, because it says that he wrote Sefer Yetzirah, so maybe he has the whole concept of this mystical idea comes from Avram Vinu. I don't know, he was the first, he was also the first one to try to find Hashem, so he was the first one who was Darshan and Maisim Rekava. And what's the connection? So yeah, Avram Avinu.
See, then wording after Rav Yochanan.
Yeah, now he must have been. Now Rav Yochanan Zaki. But what does he have to teach him now? He just Darshan the time Maisim Rekava and told him.
The whole thing or one part?
He said, I don't know.
One thing he took one before.
You don't know that. He doesn't say it.
No, because the Malachim said, Hain Maisim Rekava. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Ukishinemru hadvarim lifnei Rabbi Yeshua. So when these words were said in front of Rabbi Yeshua, I think it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who hayahu v'Rabbi Yossi HaKohen mahalcha maderach. He and Rabbi Yossi HaKohen were on the way. I guess somehow, he got a text that this is what happened, this was going on by Reuel ben Arach and Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Amru, so they said to each other, af anu nidrosh v'maisim Merkava. So shall we make a drasha in Maisim Merkava. So I guess they could drasha to each other. So Pasuk Rabbi Yeshua v'darash, Rabbi Yeshua gets up and makes the drasha. The Osa Yom Tufas Tamus Hayim. It's the middle of the summer. V'niskashu Shemayim Ba'avim, and the clouds came, even though there was to be rain at that time. V'nira Kimin Keshis Ba'anan, and there was like a rainbow in the heavens. V'hayu Malachi Asharis Mekapsim V'ayim L'shmo. Here the Malachim weren't created, rather the existing Malachim came to hear the drasha. Kivnei Adam Shem Miskapsin U'ayim Liros B'maz Mutei Chasim V'kala. Like the people come and gather around to see the games that they play in front of the Chasim Kala. So after that, they had that drasha. So Halach Rav Yossi HaKohen, who was one of the people there, Rav Yossi HaKohen went, V'siper Dvarim Lifnei Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And he told this to Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. U Amar, Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai heard this. Amar, he said, Ashreichem, praise to you. V'ashrei Yoladchem, and praise be to those who come from you. Ashrei Einai Shekach Ra'u. My eyes should be, bracha to my eyes, that I've seen this, my Talmidim. Ba'af ani va'atem ba'chalomi, I saw you, and I saw me in my dream. Misuvim hayinu al har Sinai, we were leaning on har Sinai, v'nitna alinu baskol min shemayim, and a baskol came out from the shemayim, and said, alu l'kan, come up to me, I guess, trakim gedolim, you Stockton building is like big castles, right? Umatzaos naos mitzvos lachem. I had these beds and I had these pillows set for you. Atem v'tamidechem v'tamidechem mizumanim the kas slishes. You're like the third. I don't know what that means. The kas slishes. The third set.
Yeah.
Of what? I know, but the third set of what? Well, who are the first two sets? Moshe and Aaron?
The three among those who engage in the Torah.
What?
The three divisions among those who engage in the study of Torah.
What are those?
High circle.
Okay, you're coming to the top. You get to the top shear. Right? They're going to the top shear. Okay? So, now the Gemara is going to ask, is it really true that Elazar ben Arach gave a drasha on Maisim Merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Because the Gemara has a Masora of how many shiurim on Maisim Merkava were actually given. And he's not on the list. So, Eni, is that true? But Tanya, we have a Brisa that says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda said, Shlosha Hartza Oshein. There were three drashas of Maisim Merkava. Rabbi Yeshua Hirsa Dvarim with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua gave a drasha before Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva Hirtzel of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva gave a drasha before Rabbi Yeshua. And Chananya ben Chachinai Hirtzel of Rabbi Akiva. So it was just a step, right? It was Chananya ben Chachinai who gave it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva then gave it to Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua then said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. But Rabbi Elazar ben Arach saying it to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is not on the list. So how are we saying Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai gave over the drasha to Tavis and Rabbi Elazar gave the drasha to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? He's not on the list.
Who's the first?
The order is weird here. It says here that Chananya ben Chachinai is first, gives to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva gives to Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Yeshua.
Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is oldest. But two of his five Talmidim was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach.
Right. Right, but here it's going backwards. It's going backwards here. It's going backwards here. It's saying that Chananya ben Chachinai gave to Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva gave to Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi. Yeshua is
not one of Rabbi
Akiva's Rabbi. Yeah? I thought I learned from him. Okay. But then it has Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai being last on the list.
You do that all the time.
So, okay. So the Gemara asks, how can it be he's not on the list? Gemara says the artse va'artzu kamei kachashiv. The artse v'lo artzu kamei lo kachashiv. The list only mentions those who learnt, who learned from one and darshan to somebody else. Doesn't mention somebody just darshan but didn't learn it from somebody else. I don't know how he knows it if he didn't learn it from somebody else. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'chananya ben Chachinai v'lo artzu kamei kachashiv. It doesn't say who taught him. It just says that he taught somebody else. He's on the list. So the Gemara says. The artse miha kamei man da artse. But nevertheless, he gave it over to somebody who gave it to somebody else. That's why he's listed. But somebody who never was taught and who gave it to somebody else who never taught to somebody else, and Elazar ben Arach, who taught it to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is never listed as giving it to somebody else, just that he heard it. He doesn't give the list. They may not. Here it could be that it's not the Talmud Rebbe relationship between Maisim Merkava. Maisim Merkava may be a different
somebody else.
No, maybe it's on your own or something like that. It doesn't seem like it's part of the Talmud Rebbe relationship.
Can I go back a little bit? Yochanan Zakkai was the person that was carried out of Yerushalayim.
Correct.
Right. And you tell me there was no Talmud people who want to learn in Yerushalayim.
What do you mean?
He was there. Right. Was in Yerushalayim.
So what's the question?
And he had Talmidim that carried
right.
him out.
Right. What's the question?
He said,
that was the first base of Mikdash we're talking about over there.
Yeah.
That plastic is the first base of Mikdash.
He says here that.
What does it say?
Elazar ben Arach said something that he taught me. How can you? Let me.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I don't know.
Says
that. You taught it to me.
That's one of the things
he did. So then he did teach it to him. Maybe he didn't die. I don't know. All right. Let's read a little few more minutes. So Tana Rabbanan, Arba Nechnasu B'Pardes. Four individuals entered the Pardes. This is the famous story that the four people entered the Pardes. There's a lot of Kabbalah stuff, the Kabbalah stuff, the esoteric stuff.
Beyond Rekhav or?
I don't know. Maybe Pardes is about Yitzira. I don't know. Is that what it is?
That's what says here. Yes.
Okay. I don't think the Rambam says that. That's right. Aaron looks at the party. So the party, I can't. I'm not going to darshan in this stuff. I am 40, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to get into this. Tana Rabban. I know the Gemara says he's not allowed to learn. Gemara says he's not allowed to learn Ma'aser Merkava except in front of one individual, and then gives pages about it. But okay. So Tana Rabban and Aaron looks at the party. The Elohim, who are they? Ben Nazai, Ben Zoma, Achav, Rabbi Kiva. It's Ben Nazai, Ben Zoma, Alusha, Ben Avua, and Rabbi Kiva. So Amalem Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says to his friends, "Shatem Agim Eitel Avnei Shaiish Tahor." When you get to these like blue stones. Right, al tamru mayim mayim. Don't say they are water, even though they look like water, because they're not water. Mishum shenemar dover shikarim lo yikon the negenai. Those who speak falsehoods will not be able to stand in front of me. They may look like water, but they're not. So don't say that they are. I don't know what that means. So Ben Azai hits his fames. Ben Azai, touched or leaned towards the shechina and he dies. The Allah v'kasev of Omer yakar be'enai Hashem amafsal chasidav. It's better to kill those who. My people I kill, I can kill a chassidim. Ben Zoma hates it, Ben Nifka, and he would. Yakar here means kashi, he types it. Ben Zoma hates it, Ben Nifka, Ben Zoma, I'm not gonna go with this. Ben Zoma hits it, Ben Nifka, he went crazy. Balava Kasim Omer, Devash Matsasa, Achol Dayecha, Paintis Ba'enu, Vahakke So. I guess Hakiso means to vomit out. I guess he bought something sweet and then he wasn't able to keep it. Acher kitzes benetios. Acher kitzes benetios. I guess I don't know what that means exactly, but Acher went off the derech. Is what happened. And Acher is Lusha ben Avua. And Rabbi Kiva yatsa b'shalom. Rabbi Kiva went in and came out in peace. Okay, we'll stop here.